This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Pueblo County wants the Trump administration to keep its coal-fired power plants open. The state's utility commission will consider the county's request during a meeting today. CPR's Ishan Thakur.
Last Friday, attorneys for Pueblo County said they would ask the Trump administration to keep the Comanche Generating Station open. The station is one of the largest sources of pollution in the state, but it's also the county's largest taxpayer, and closing it will mean lost jobs and less revenue. Colorado and Xcel Energy have agreed to shut down the plant by 2031 to help meet the state's climate goals. The county's potential appeal to the Trump administration could complicate those efforts. State utility regulators are still deciding what types of renewable energy will replace Comanche when it closes. I'm Ishan Thakur, CPR News.
A gun rights group is asking a federal court to block a new state law that will make it harder to buy certain types of firearms. KUNC's Lucas Brady Woods has more.
The law in question will make it illegal in Colorado to buy a wide range of guns without completing hours of safety training and getting a permit. Those restrictions take effect next summer. The law already bans certain devices like bump stocks that modify guns to increase their rate of fire. The lawsuit argues these restrictions violate Coloradans' Second Amendment rights. It was filed on behalf of the Colorado State Shooting Association and six individual plaintiffs who say the law will hurt their ability to obtain and operate firearms. Supporters say it will help limit the damage caused during mass shootings.
That was Lucas Brady Woods reporting for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. Partly sunny for the rest of the day along the Front Range and Palmer Divide, with showers possible tonight in Colorado Springs and scattered storms possible in Grand Junction. This is CPR News in KRCC.